Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of defilement. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 reads this way, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This scripture, which exhorts us to not be conformed to the world, is warning us against becoming polluted like the world, becoming impure, unclean, defiled, just the way the rest of the world is. We truly do live in the midst of a perverse generation where there has been a great perversion of the truth of God and of the beauty of creation and all that God has made, both in nature as well as in mankind, and yet has been so twisted by Satan, who has been the god of this world since Adam committed high treason and abdicated his authority to Satan. And yet, by the power of Jesus Christ living within us, we can live a life that's not conformed to the world. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Defilement is that which makes something impure. It's whatever makes something soiled, foul, unclean, contaminated, or polluted. The Bible describes many things which defile a person, and so many of them deal with this realm of morality. Today I want to talk to you about the two primary ways that defilement comes into a person's life. The two doors, you could say, through which defilement enters. The first one is very simply ignorance. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge." Ignorance will bring destruction into your life if you remain ignorant. If you are not familiar with the Word of God and you don't renew your mind with God's Word, you will not know what God's will is, and you could easily be doing things that bring defilement into your own life and not be aware of it, even though you may not desire that, and you perhaps desire to live a holy life. You want to live a life that's pleasing to God, and yet through ignorance of Scripture and scriptural principle, you could be bringing defilement into your home, into your family life, into your children's lives, just through ignorance. Ignorance is one door through which defilement enters. Some years ago, my husband and I met an Asian lady who became a good friend of ours. She was a brand new Christian and had come to the United States from Taiwan when she was approximately 17 years old. By the time that we met her, she was a very successful businesswoman. But she had found herself empty inside, even though she had the dream house and the dream car and the dream income as a result of her successful business endeavors. Someone in her business world shared the gospel with her, and she accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. She quickly became very zealous for God, and when she met us, she was a student with an insatiable hunger for the things of God and for the Word of God. She invited us to come to her home and spend the night after we all had attended a meeting together. She specifically wanted us to stay in her home because she wanted us to spend some time going through her house and praying with her because she felt there was something in her house that wasn't right. She couldn't put her finger on it. She didn't know what it was, but she could feel some heaviness and she would have a hard time sleeping, as would her teenage daughter. The two of them lived there alone. We spent several hours going through her home room by room and simply praying in the Spirit and asking God for wisdom and for His Spirit to show us if there was some area that Satan had been able to get a stronghold in that house. We came upon a bookshelf, and as I was looking through the books and the titles, there was a group of books that were in Chinese. And I felt very strongly there was something desperately wrong with those books that had some spiritual negative consequences in the household. I asked my friend to come and tell me what those books were, and she looked at them and then she gasped and said, "They're Chinese fortune-telling books. They're old books that have been handed down in her family." She was quick and willing to destroy them, as she didn't want anything to bring a defiling, unclean spirit into her home. But it was because of ignorance, her lack of understanding of the Word of God about this area of how things related to the occult bring in a spirit of uncleanness or defilement. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31 specifically addresses this. It says, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them." Fortune-telling, fortune-tellers, psychics, and all of those in that area rely on familiar spirits. They are demonic spirits that are familiar with the parties who go and seek out counsel or guidance or the future from these individuals. The scripture's clear. Stay away from mediums. Stay away from familiar spirits. Another translation says wizards. And everything that has to do with the occult and the psychic realm. Because this realm is not from God. It is from Satan. And it taps into that demonic realm of the supernatural, not into the godly realm of the supernatural. Those types of books, horoscopes, anything associated with wizardry or witchcraft, sorcery in any form, brings in a spirit of defilement. Our friend, because she was ignorant, she was a new believer, she didn't know to look for those things or even be aware of them, was completely, unknowingly, and ignorantly allowing an unclean spirit, a spirit of defilement, to enter her home and have a legal right to operate in her household because of her own actions, and yet it had been done through ignorance. Many Christians allow in their homes, through ignorance, things that have a demonic attachment to it. Things that involve secret order groups. People who keep the Masonic ring that their dead grandfather had in his lifetime and keep it as a memento are bringing into their own home a spirit of defilement, uncleanness, and demonic bondage. Even such things as the martial arts can bring in a spirit of defilement, uncleanness, impurity, because those things very often have a spiritual base that is not based in the Lord Jesus Christ. Often people who have traveled widely will bring home artifacts from foreign countries that have a demonic attachment to them. You have to be very careful with art objects and even things picked up on missions trips in foreign countries, because oftentimes ignorance of the spiritual background of objects will set you up to bring things into your house that do not honor God, but instead give an open door or a foothold for satanic influence or harassment. One very primary way that defilement enters into a person's life is through this issue of spiritual ignorance or ignorance of spiritual principles. Tomorrow we will talk about how defilement enters through compromise in a Christian's life. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying what the Bible says about defilement. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord. Hi friends, this is Rita again. I want to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.